This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Some of you have written in to us asking that I would discuss the upstream dead drift nymphing. So here we go on this. I've broken it down into sort of 7 steps. The goal on this upstream dead drift nymphing is to present your fly upstream so it will drift back down to the trout or bass just as if we're not attached to it. Just think that you've cut it off the end of the leader and thrown it out there and it's drifting down naturally. The reason we like to do this is because this is the way a real nymph would drift. All right, how do I prepare my tackle to do this? I like to use our Murray's Bright Butt leader, 9 foot. I'd probably use 5X on trout, 2X on bass. And then I put 2 scientific angler indicators on there. I space those along the length of the leader. I don't like a floating indicator for this because often it'll rob you of the depth you need. All right, important as to how you position yourself for this kind of thing. You want to be in complete control of the drift of the nymph in order to get it to act naturally. So the first thing you do is actually evaluate where you suspect the fish will be holding. Then you position yourself about 20 to 30 feet straight downstream from where you suspect that feeding station is. Don't make casts more than 30 feet on this particular technique because you're going to be going that way anyway. And if you make casts longer than that, you're going to lose control of the drift. You'll have slack line out there. You will miss the strikes. Actually, you'll miss being aware of the strikes. So don't do that. Now, the cast is made straight upstream or up and across at no more than 20 degrees. Handling the line and how you go about drifting the fly. I teach the students in my school when they're doing upstream dead drift nymphing. Now, I'm only talking upstream dead drift nymphing. I teach them to keep the line in the line hand at all times on the presentation and keep the line hand close to the rod hand. Okay, well, you're making the cast. As the cast turns over in the air, you place that line from the line hand over under the first or second finger of the rod hand and take up all of the slack in the air. Now, what this achieves is that when the fly lands on the water, you now have a straight line from the fingers of your line hand all the way down to the fly. That way, you should be able to detect the strike. All right, now how do we go about detecting the strike? I watch closely to try to see the closest scientific angler indicator down to the nymph I can see. If I can see the first one above it, which is usually going to be 3 or 4 feet above it, I'm watching that one. If I can't see that one, I'm going to watch the one another 3 feet up the leader. If I cannot see that, then I'm going to watch the fluorescent butt of the leader. And in this way, the very hint of a strike, you're going to set the hook quickly with both the rod, hand, and the line. What's the advantage of this technique? Well, for one thing, you're going to be presenting your nymph to the trout or the bass, mimicking the natural drift of the real insect. And this is very effective, and it's not that hard to learn. We have people in the class that learn this quickly, even on the first day. If you have questions on this type thing, just fire them to us, and as time permits, we'll put them on this podcast. Thank you very much. This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia.